You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment. The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com. And streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's South Park After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's South Park After Show.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Bing is for doing. We're here doing South Park Season 17, Episode 3. I was going to combine 1 and 3 to be 13, but it's not 13. It is Episode 3, World War Zimmerman. I am your host, Phil Svitek, joined alongside Stephen Lemieux.
Hello. Stephen. How are you?
And we have a new co-host.
Yeah, my name
week.
Is Kylie Hodges.
Welcome.
Thank you.
We needed a female to be part of the panel.
I'd agree. So I can still appreciate South Park just as much as the boys.
We like girls that do that. We're told South Park is very male-centric, so we like it whenever a girl is like, you know what, I like South Park too.
Have a little teenage boy humor.
There you go.
Awesome.
Obviously, a lot of references to Zimmerman today, Stand Your Ground, all that fun stuff, and Brad Pitt in World War Z.
Okay, terrible movie.
That's what I hear. I did not actually see it, so I can't really compare it. Obviously, Steven, you who saw it.
It was worth seeing it to get the references in this and know what they're referencing. But it's literally every comedic plot point they brought up in this is what, while you're watching the movie, you're like, what the hell? Like, surviving the plane crash. Brad Pitt and one other person survive the plane crash and see the pilot in that. And then surviving a helicopter crash. It's like everything's just crashes and crashes. And
so he did survive in World War Z. He survived multiple crashes.
One of which was a plane crash where the entire plane basically disintegrates. And Brad Pitt is there with perfect hair and perfect afternoon shadow and his freaking scarf. He always has this damn scarf. They perfectly made fun of it because at the beginning... The whole movie opens up the exact same way this episode opens up, with everything's perfect, everything's just jolly ho, good times. It actually opens up more how the end of the episode was, where it's, we need you, Brad. Basically that kind of thing, like, oh, you're the guy, oh, but we can't bring your family kind of stuff. Oh, well, let me hide my family away here on this battleship. It goes into a lot of crap. But every comedic point in this show that had to do with the outbreak was exactly like it. The bathroom, the guy freaking out and opening the door and the plane and just flying out. It's like, literally that's how the movie went for an hour and a half while you're watching World War Z. The black people piling on top of each other to make a tower on top of the building. That was pretty funny though.
That was in World War Z too?
That was exactly. It wasn't only black people, though. It was a more culturally diverse tower of mangled bodies.
I see. My aspect of that part of it, what I liked about, it reminded me of the Steven Spielberg, George Lucas episode where they just love these sort of guys, and every time that they're let down, like, you know, they were making fun of Brad Pitt, like, how could you let us down with this shitty movie?
Yeah.
You know, and you guys remember that's when the raping of Indiana Jones, that episode?
Yeah. You know? Oh, man, the raping of Indiana Jones.
Yeah, refresh me.
Well, they caught him raping Short Round in the back.
when Indiana Jones 4 came out, there was the South Park episode where George Lucas and Steven Spielberg literally rape Harrison Ford because that's what the movie was. It was just raping of all.
That was an awful movie. So,
but you know, just, I like it. I like it when they go to that level, and obviously they're making fun of Brad Pitt in this one. Of how could you do this?
It's just so over the top, though. With the planes crashing and seeing like the dead bodies everywhere, it's just it's Cartman. Like I really like episodes situated on Cartman, especially, you know, crazy shit's about to happen when Cartman's the one like, yeah, bro, we're best friends, right, bro? Yeah. Like when he's being nice to Token and not making stereotypes in front of him, you know.
Yeah. Well, did you guys see the promo at all?
No.
I randomly saw that they made a promo about Cartman buying a gun. And I think it was – I don't think it was like – obviously, in Tonight, he bought a gun. But I think they redid it where it's actually Cartman buying a gun and he says, I'm going to go shoot Tolkien. And that's like the promo for the episode. So that's what I knew of it going into it. And so it was like, okay, how does this make sense, Cartman being so right-winged? You know, to shoot a
– Yeah, well, and it was – It was all just he made it up in his head. And I thought it was funny because he got everybody in the world riled up over something that wasn't even real. Everybody thought it was a zombie apocalypse.
Which just goes to show how easily, like,
I mean,
in your own vicinity, if you get enough people riled up for something.
Well, it just made me think, like, what would happen? Like, could this have actually gone down? Like, if someone ran into an airport and was like, look, it's happening, and he had, like, let's say it was Brad Pitt. If Brad Pitt ran into an airport with a gun saying it's happening, would people really be like, no, stop, Brad Pitt? Or they'd be like, holy shit, it's Brad Pitt. It must be real.
It's kind of like an exaggerated version of telephone. Turns into like purple monkey dishwasher. By the end of like, you know, you say, hi, Steven, and then it turns into something completely different.
Exactly.
There's countless examples of that in real life actually happening. So, yes.
Yeah.
It's very true, the form.
There's always that one person who throws the gas on the fire.
Yeah. So I love that aspect of it. I love again, very simple plot, but just the other aspect of it I loved was everything was so cyclical. You know, the storytelling devices were made, you know, again, seeing Cartman's narration as Brad Pitt and then seeing Zimmerman with his perfect family and that juxtaposition, just the perfect families.
I had a good chuckle right when, to go back on what we were talking about everybody was hyped up over the wrong thing, when Cartman was talking to the dying pilot. And then, and they're like, yeah, you gotta save the world, Cartman. And then he's like, what does he say? I promise I won't let black people destroy the world.
The black people riot spread.
Yeah.
That's another great thing. I mean, this was a while back. I mean, it's been like, what, 8 months now? Maybe 6 months since the verdict? I don't know.
It's shorter than that.
Shorter than that, really?
It was summer, wasn't it?
Yeah. Either way, I don't know the exact date.
4 months, I would say.
Four months. Okay. Well, still, it's just a lot of people were saying, oh, if he's not guilty, we're going to riot. Like, there were a lot of these tweets like that. There were a lot of white people freaking out. Like, oh my God, what's going to happen? It's like, they really played on that very well. And watching the whole episode, you still don't really know where Trey Parker and Matt Stone's political stance was, except for Stand Your Ground was really stupid. That's all you really get out of it.
Well, I think it's clear. I mean, I think Stand Your Ground is very stupid. And also, again, the mass how by white people becoming so enamored, it just creates a reverse effect, right? It goes back to, I'm going to say it because that's what the episode, nigger guy, where you have to separate the word nigger between seven words until you get to guy because, you know, it's improper to call someone nigger guy.
And then they end up banning the word, right?
Yeah, because of that. As opposed to banning the word that's the real problem.
Exactly.
The N-word.
It's just this.
So I love that logic, but yes, go.
Yeah, no, I was going to say, you never really know Matt and Trey's real stance on it. I feel like every episode when it comes to something topical is always just they think everything's stupid. Everybody is ridiculous. And they're going to make fun of him for it.
I guess I go back to every time I try to, like, put real logic behind anything they do, I remember. They showed up to the Emmys. Was it the Emmys? On acid. Wearing dresses.
Oh, I think it was, like, the VMAs. Yeah, where they had prom dresses on and one looked like, I think it was Matt. He looked like J-Lo the low cut.
Yeah.
They're pure satire, and it's great. Yeah. They couldn't be them without being who they are.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Fans, if you're listening to us, no, I mean, I think there is some agenda there. You know, you just have to kind of go at it. I mean, here's the thing. The fact that, again, you know, white people can turn that around and be, like, them become the victims. Even like, wait, we're the black people. We're the victims, as Tolkien was saying. Mm-hmm. Wait, what? Mm-hmm. You know, where he's getting yelled at. You can't get all riled up, Tolkien, Mr. Mackey. Okay.
I really thought, like, especially with so much news with Zimmerman in the past few months too, with his wife and the gun threats against his wife that he did that put him back in the news and back in the legal spotlight. I really thought it would be cyclical in the fact that Cartman would go there and be the cause of his gun threats versus his wife to kind of put him as the enemy or something. I don't know. It was an unpredictable episode, even with the terrible plot from World War Z driving it.
Yeah.
Oh, and I gotta say, them driving up to the island on the boat at the end. Again, man, that was a terrible ending when he wakes up from the dream. Exactly what it was like.
Well, we found out Carmen's real anger problem. It's not towards black people. It's World War Z.
Yeah.
I feel like that's also Stephen's problem. He's getting really upset about how bad it was.
I'm really, really upset, guys.
You really didn't like the movie.
It was...
I'm glad I didn't see it, I guess.
I didn't have to pay to see it, and I still wish I had my money back.
Wow. I'm sorry. Well,
it is what it is.
Yeah.
I wish I could get that nice little scarf that Brad Pitt had. It looked so chic while he was fighting zombies.
Yeah, I love that the Carmen dressed up as him.
Would people get mad if I told you, like, the spoiler for the movie?
I mean, we just got the whole spoiler from South Park, so I don't think
cares. I don't know if it applies to the South Park show. It was literally... I think it was they gave everyone cancer because the virus avoids things that are damaging to the body. So they don't try to attack you if you have a disease that'll kill you. So it's like they infect everyone with a disease that'll kill them so they don't get killed by the virus.
Okay.
Glad I didn't see it.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Not really.
No, I don't get it either.
Terrible.
But yeah, I mean, okay, so, and you can kind of speak to this, guidance counselors. Obviously, they were touching upon how...
Yeah, I was giving Stephen a hard time earlier. He had said, well, you know, this kind of shows that, what's the point of guidance counselors? And I called him out. I have a friend that is a guidance counselor working with the troubled youth in America. So that's where they're helpful. But I will have to agree, I remember sitting in middle school and... They like come into your classroom to talk about your feelings.
I'll give an example of terrible guidance counseling, and this is what I was thinking about while I'm seeing Mr. Mackey. Why don't you write a poem, guy? Write a poem.
Yeah.
I was in one of my classes, looking through a window, and a random kid I had never talked to before came up behind me and shoved my face in the glass like 10 times, left me with like bruises on my forehead and everything. So the guidance counselor pulls me in the I go to the office, talk to the guidance counselor, and he's like, okay, well, we'll figure out what to do about this. The next day, he pulls me into the office with the other kid who did this to me and looks me in the eye and says, so what do you think his punishment should be?
Okay. And what
How old were you?
I'm like, I'm probably 15 at this time.
Okay.
And I'm like... Okay, so this kid just assaulted me, and you want me to tell you what I think his punishment should be so he can just come after me again after you punish him for what I say? And it's like, what am I supposed to say in that? It's like they don't take care of the situation. They don't do what they need to do. They just kind of – they're more based on feelings than based on reality is what I feel. And they don't even help the students with their feelings anyway. Because there's so many students, there's no way a guidance counselor can actually really care about 400 different students.
Yeah, to be fair, I don't think I ever knew any guidance counselors in school. I never knew their name.
Well, we know how Steven feels about guidance counselors.
Exactly. This is public school, though, so.
Well, if you were Carmen, you would ask to have your salty nuts licked.
There you go. Or I would have read a poem where I am not the gun. Or the villain.
You could have done that, but I think licking your salty nuts would have.
So is this the first time we've seen anyone actually acknowledge the MK?
Yeah, in terms of Cartman saying, you know, MK.
Because I haven't seen anyone.
Has he done that before?
Cartman?
I don't think anyone in the show has acknowledged it.
Other episodes where.
Someone's caught on Mackie's MK.
I can't think of an example, though, but I feel like that... Was that really the first time you've...
I feel like it was, unless Butters did it. I can vaguely remember maybe Butters doing it.
Yeah.
But
great background music.
Damn right. That's
white people say ho!
Ho!
Black people say, whoa.
Crickets.
But just, But again, it just the perversism is fantastic, and how, you know, towards the end, how cyclical it is. And, you know, you would think, okay, Tolkien would be dead, you know, and somehow they'd bring him back next episode, much like they do Kenny. But it, you know, it didn't stick, and Tolkien's just more angry.
Well, freaking Cartman, I'll lure him out. And he just, you see him in a black hoodie with blackface on walking towards the house. Oh, watch out! Shoots him. I mean,
perpetuating.
It just gets ridiculous. But I love that. I love that we see Jimbo again. We haven't seen Jimbo in a while, and his little geography chart of the United States has like states circled with their certain laws, and one's the Make My Day law. Mm. Then there's the Stand Your Ground law, and I couldn't read what the other one was. There's a lot of subtle little written things, like the picture of Tolkien was like his hands are like. You can sight him by his hands. The insides are slightly less dark than the outsides. Like, it's really getting up there with the risque humor in a way. Yeah. But that's South Park. I mean, that's why we watch it. You don't feel guilty.
I don't. I don't feel guilty at all. Anything else you guys want to touch upon in this episode? Political era humor.
Well, he shot him for fist bumping him at the end.
Well,
he lured him with a fist bump.
Exactly.
Lured him, yes.
Could Stand Your Ground actually work that way?
I wouldn't be surprised.
Does it?
I mean, I don't...
Not the fist bump, but the whole... whatever.
I mean, the whole...
This is not...
The whole controversy around... I think it's funny, too, because the whole controversy around the Zimmerman case, like everyone's like shouting, Stand Your Ground, Stand Your Ground.
Yeah.
But Stand Your Ground actually didn't have anything to do with the verdict in the case.
Mm.
Because Stand Your Ground didn't apply because it was a different situation. So somebody brought it up, and then this was another thing where we're talking about how people just spread it, and like things spread, and everyone like gets riled up. That was another case of Stand Your Ground didn't actually have anything to do with the Zimmerman case. Just one person brought it up as one of the potential standings in it. And then people just ran with it because it made so little sense and was so stupid that everyone believed it was Stand Your Ground, that everyone got up in their antsy about Stand Your Ground. So that might have actually been another small, like subtle point they were making through this episode.
Could be. Could be. I can't wait to see their take on Obamacare. Speaking of that, should we get predictions?
Predictions. I'm down.
Let's do it.
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
What would you like to see?
I mean, I'm assuming something's going to come out about the lack of government right now.
Yeah.
Which kind of...
I can see that.
With Obamacare.
Yeah.
The furlough.
Yeah.
That would be fun to see. What else is topical? Syria? You've been saying Syria, I guess, but we touched upon that.
Yeah, a little bit. How many episodes do we have this season?
Typically, they do 14 with a split. But
with a split, and we're on 3 right now, so another 4 weeks. I think within the next 2 to 3 weeks, we're going to get a really funny one based on the releasing of the Xbox One and PlayStation 4.
Okay.
Because that's November 15th, mm-hmm. and everyone's just freaking... Everyone always freaks crap when new consoles come out, and I really think South Park could bring the game sphere back.
Mm-hmm.
Something. Maybe Tally. I'd love to see Tally again.
I would love to see Tally in a Gravity-esque episode.
That would be good.
You know? But animate it like they have the opening, you know, like the video game footage.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and that sort of, because that would be, because Gravity's so groundbreaking this week, you know, where you have Towley going through his space or whatever, that it would look different and it would look 3D.
If they do Gravity, you think that'd be next week then, right? Probably.
I don't know. I don't think they'll do Gravity. I don't know. I don't think there's anything there to do it with. I don't know.
Well, plus they already just did World War Z.
Yeah.
That'd be another movie thing.
Yeah. So I don't know. I mean, they can, of course, go anywhere they want.
Maybe the iPhone 5. They might make fun of the iPhone 5S release as opposed to the consoles.
Yeah. I mean, here's the good news about them. They never really hit any of the same things twice. So, like, in terms of Apple and things, they've already done a Steve Jobs episode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know? And so I'll give them credit, you know, obviously where credits are already due, but they never repeat. I don't know.
All right.
Anything else that you guys would like to see?
I'd like to see Satan again.
Okay.
Satan would be great.
I mean, if they haven't heard from Saddam in a while.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'd like them to bring back some of the old characters with the new subjects.
Okay.
Like, even characters from, like, 10 years ago would be great.
All right.
Satan in Syria, maybe.
Maybe. All right. Well, that about wraps it up for us. Stephen, where can we find you?
You can find me at Stephen Lemieux or hosting the Sleepy Hollow After Show Tuesdays at 9:30 p.m. PST.
Right on.
You can find me on Twitter at the Kylie Hodges and on Sunday nights with Hello Ladies at 8 p.m.
Yes, indeed.
PST.
And,
sorry, Pacific
time. Yes. No, and of course, follow us here at AfterBuzz TV, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all that fun stuff. And let us know what you guys thought of the episode. We'll see you next week.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.